Greetings to you in Jesus' precious name. It's good to be here with you again. I always cherish the privilege of coming back, usually about once a year, and it's been a little over a year since I've been here. Just a couple comments before I start with the message. Would just like to say an appreciation for your part in our fundraiser that we had out at Arlington the other night. We've had approximately 550 people. I know it was a busy week at the start of harvest. About 100 of those were carryouts. I think a sign of those who were in the fields too busy to come, but could still enjoy some of the food that was there. We appreciate your interest in that. Also, would just like to say that we appreciate your prayers, your interests, and some of the other things that we face at Arlington with LaVon's passing. Looking at the possible ordination sometime, and we just covet your prayers in that. This morning I was challenged in the devotional that Gerald had about keeping perspective. And I wasn't exactly thinking quite down that line, but I'd like to share something this morning that I think helps us maybe in keeping that perspective. Often we view the friends that we have as quite important. We view our friendship of God, I hope, extremely important. And I don't know what Caleb and Joshua are thinking during this time, as they were the two out of the 12. I'm sure there was a friendship there that was deeper than just a casual relationship with each other. I think it was obvious they had a relationship with God that went far deeper. But I also would recognize the fact that in their friendship with each other, they could have encouraged their friendship with God. And I think some of the times, at least I find in myself, we heard this morning how we tend to be selfish. We tend to look at ourselves. We've seen the Sunday school lesson. We've seen there about servanthood. And it seems like as people of God, we need each other's help. We need each other to help guide us along this path. To go alone is rather difficult. And not only to have the right friends, but may I say to be the kind of friend that encourages people to keep the right perspective on this journey of life. We don't know how long our life will be. We heard this morning of those who have passed away, some quite young, 30-some years old. What kind of relationship do we have with God? And of course, how can we encourage that relationship and our friendships with them? And I'm not talking just about our relationship with the people that we share the pews with here this morning. But what about the people we can be friends to out on the street? We know nothing about God. Can somehow we share through our friendships of them? Can we share God so that they can be prepared for the future? One of the things that I would like to at least emphasize here this morning is our friendship with God. And I'd also like to get also on a more practical level is what are friends for and how we relate to each other. Most of us, I would hope all of us here, have some very close friends, some people we would consider on the inner circle. Jesus was one who had friends who were really close to him. He had those who were in the little larger circle, and then everyone else who was also a good friend of his, people maybe he had never met before. So there are different levels of friendship, people in every category. But the way we are friends with people can speak to the needs of people. I would like to, for a scripture reading, I'd like to have you turn to James chapter 4. I hope as we look at this subject of friendships, that we realize the importance that friends have to do with us. And I think this is true no matter how young or how old you are. If we surround ourselves with people who will encourage us, one of the things that I was challenged with recently, we look back in the Old Testament, and we have Abraham, of course, his son Isaac, and we go down through about the fourth generation after Abraham was Amalek. Now, in that generation, the Amaleks, actually, God had asked that they be, had commanded that they be utterly destroyed. And we look at what happened. After only five generations from Abraham, was a people that were so heathen that God asked them to destroy. If you look at the generations in between there, as they had married into the heathen nations, those who worshipped other gods, there are people that had connected, had made friends with the world, and had drawn them away to the point that God wanted them destroyed in just several generations, three generations. And yeah, Abraham and Isaac may not have been perfect, but they surrounded themselves later on between Isaac and Amalek. They surrounded themselves with people, with friends who didn't know the true God, and took them down a path that they really didn't want to go. So I think the importance of surrounding ourselves with friends who will take us where we want to go is very important. I'd like to read James 4, the first 10 verses. It says, "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." There are several things that I would like to point out, and that is that we really need to be friends of God rather than friends of the world. Because if we are friends of the world, we are the enemy of God. You know, and God wants to be close to each one of us. He wants to be there to meet your needs. He wants to be your friend. He wants to walk beside us during those difficult times. Those times when we don't understand what happens. But I like verse 8, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you." To me, that speaks of friendship. That speaks of somebody who is connecting with us. It's important that we establish that friendship with him. He is there to help us. A commentary made the comment like that about the friend of the world. Said, "How strange it is that people professing Christianity can suppose that with a worldly spirit, worldly companions, and their lives governed by worldly maxims, they can be in favor of God or ever get to the kingdom of heaven. When the world gets into the church becomes a painted sepulcher, its spiritual vitality being extinct. What is our friendship with the world, or is it our friendship with God? 1 John 2:15 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." The importance of choosing our friends, choosing the ones that we walk the path with, can help shape our perspective of where we should be going. We of ourselves are incapable. I think of the illustration of the sheep and the shepherd. We have a good shepherd. All of us, I think, here would be considered sheep. Interesting enough, we find that sheep is a term that is both plural and singular. It's the same word. There are ways in which each one of us are singular. We are personally responsible for our relationship with Jesus Christ. But in a much larger sense, we are part of plural. We are part of a larger group of sheep as a congregation, to help each other. There's lots of advantages of having other people surround us to help in this life journey, to be aware of the dangers. For sheep, they can help alert others to dangers, just like our fellow travelers, our friends, can point out those dangers to us as well. But we need other people to help us a long life's journey. It's our friends who are willing to risk pointing out, where are you going? What decisions are you making? Are you putting yourselves under the influence that you shouldn't be? It's our friends who are willing to do that. It's our friends who have a relationship with God, who have that friendship with Him, that want us to be concerned about that as well. Sometimes when we don't have those around us to help encourage, I think of when we don't have friends, maybe we wonder what's happening. I had to think of the prodigal son. His friends left him when he ran out of money. He only had the hogs to feed. But there by himself, with nothing, he was willing to humble himself and go back to his family and his friends, and be reconciled to them. But I really think that it's our friends who can help us out. It's also our friends, admittedly, who can take us down the wrong road, and probably the prodigal son had friends who helped take him down the wrong road. But I think the challenge for us today is, how can we help others take them down the right road? The people we meet, can we be the friend to them? Can we be the right influence to them? I think of several verses in John 15. That talk about our relationship with Jesus Christ and how our friendship with him affects what we do. It says, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you." Jesus' words here appreciate the evidence of what happens when we are his friend. We know that he loves us, and he was willing to lay down his life for you and me. incredible amount of love. His concern for our spiritual condition. As friends that you're sharing the pews with, are you willing to share that love as a good friend? To share the love of concern for their spiritual condition. Here it shows us that we are his friends if we do the things that he commands us. You know, it's easy to be selfish. It's easy to want to go our own way. We heard about that this morning. We are very limited in what we can see, but we need the help of those around us to be faithful. How do friendships affect us? I think of Abraham and his relationship with God. Abraham was asked to do some very difficult things. I can't think of something that would be more difficult than what Abraham was asked to do in sacrificing his son. For a father to sacrifice his son, but it seemed like he was willing to give up. We know that earlier in his life, it was rather difficult for him. He wanted to take things into his own hands. But he gave up. In James 2:23, it says, And Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. His relationship, his friendship with God, allowed him to do those things that were difficult. We know that God spared him from needing to kill his son. But it was that relationship, that friendship, that allowed him to follow and be obedient to him. What is the purpose of friends? These are maybe getting into more practical things in our relationship with each other, maybe in more relationship in a brotherhood. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Friends are always there for us, even in difficult times. I think that in this setting, we often fail to realize the amount of friends we have who are willing to help us out when times get tough. I've been amazed at people who you meet, whether it's my job, who seemingly have no friends. They don't know what a church brotherhood is for. It seemed like that would be extremely lonely. We're so blessed to have people who are around us to help us when the times are tough. A friend is somebody who will stick close to us. I think there's something in all of us that when a brother is hurting, when they're straying maybe in sin, that we want to help them. There should be something in us. We are there to help. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. As friends, we need each other to help each other on life's journey. We of ourselves are incapable of operating in that way. We need each other. And there are times that, I'm going to say, we're a little bit rough on the edges. We need the help of each other to point out those things about our life that are not right, to help guide us on life's journey. I know I've had people, I've needed sharpening. It maybe doesn't feel so good at the time, but after we've had some time to think of it, we understand that they were true friends. Proverbs 27:6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. We can hear what they can say, even though it's difficult. In Ecclesiastes 4, 9 and 10, it reminds us that life's journey is more than just us. It's about helping other people on life's journey. That's why there's a congregation. That's why there are people who worship together to help each other. It says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. I think each one here knows what it's like to have friends who will help them, who will help lift them up. How do we treat people who have fallen? Maybe we've committed a sin, maybe even fairly serious. They're down on their knees. Maybe they haven't been totally broken. But do we help them? Do we help lift them up? What is the purpose of a friend? Is it just to worry about ourselves? Or is it to restore them and help lift them up? I think the purpose of a brotherhood is to lift those who have fallen. One of the things that I have observed is that those who have failed, those who have committed even fairly serious sins, are extremely sensitive to the forgiveness of those they have failed. And I've seen that time and again, that those who have failed are extremely sensitive to the forgiveness of those who they've disappointed or those who have failed. They can feel our level of forgiveness. They can feel how quick we want to lift them up, or if we just let them stay down. As I've realized that, as I've heard that being said time and again, I have to ask that question to myself: how have I lifted up my brother? We see here in Scripture that that's part of the purpose of being a part of a brotherhood, is so we can help each other. Do we lift each other up? Are we ashamed of our friends? I was impressed in Scriptures here in the New Testament how Paul numerous times talked about his friendship with those, his fellow travelers, his fellow ministers who'd be going with them, who were there because he needed the fellowship and the encouragement to stay faithful. Paul was one who talked about that frequently. In Philippians 1, it says, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi with bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. He appreciates their fellowship. To me, that's talking about appreciates their friendship and their encouragement. And there are times that Paul's friendship involved his imprisonment. He talked about one of his friends being willing to even come to him when he was in bonds. That may have, I don't know what the, how people looked at that, but people were willing to risk their connection with him, or how they looked to other people, because they wanted to encourage, they wanted to be faithful. I think there are times when we risk talking about our friendship with God to the people who don't know him because we're scared of what other people are going to think. Are they going to reject what I say about the Lord? Will we be too embarrassed? Is it worth the risk? We often ask. I have to admit that it sometimes feels pretty risky to bring some of those things up as you have somebody you're relating to on a business level. But I found a blessing in sharing where I stand, sharing my encouragement about my relationship with Jesus Christ. And I don't know if there's been one time that has been rejected. They may not have seen things the way I did. But I think there's ways that we can disappoint God, is when we don't share our friendship of Him with others. Do we have a close enough relationship with the Lord that we are willing to risk sharing God's love with those who don't know Him? As we look on into our friends, what are some things that are important in a friendship? First of all, I think every friendship, in order to be close, to be where you is when we can share our spiritual thoughts, our inspirations, our things that inspire us. I think it's important that when we have relationships with other people, that is the basis for our friendships, is that on the level, this is talking about close friends, that we can be on the same level with God and our beliefs. I think it's important. There's something about a friendship that is on the same spiritual level, it goes deeper than one that there is no spiritual connection. But I just encourage, let us develop friendships where we can talk about the things that are close to our heart. In Proverbs 18:24, it says, "A man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." We must show ourselves friendly. When we develop friends, we must show that we are willing to be their friends. We must be, well, when we think of showing ourselves friendly, one of the things that I think in that is we must show an attitude of humility rather than a proud heart. We must be honest in all areas of our life, including those things that we really maybe sometimes use weaknesses, those things we don't still like to talk about. But people who want to be your friend are willing to share, need to be open up and share. To be open, to be transparent, is something that always makes other people open up and share. We need to treat people with respect. If we want friends, it's important that we treat people respectfully. A lot of people in this world are out to take advantage, to try to get ahead and use other people. I've been amazed at how, even on the job, people talk about being treated with respect. It's important with friends. One of the other things I think about, true friends are people who say things even when they're difficult. It does not affect our relationship. I think in a friendship, when we're honest, when we're sincere, there's something about that that brings us together. It can show our love. Of course, when there's love there, we can overlook. We can help each other. We can help have the proper perspective in life. We need each other, and we need to open ourselves to our friends. Something else we see in our Sunday school lesson today is the importance of having a servant's attitude. in our relationships, do we get out of it everything we can, or are we there to serve and help other people? And we tend to be fairly selfish. And I think the world would promote, getting all we can. But if we are to develop friendships, if we're trying to lead people to the Lord, we need to have a servant's attitude. Now, looking a bit at the negative things about friendships, what makes friendships to cease? I think in all the friendships we had, we need to learn how to keep things quiet. There's something we tell close friends that we don't expect to get blown all over the place. We need to be able to keep secrets. Friends appreciate that. Also, as friends, we can never afford to distort what somebody has said and repeat it. I think it's important that we are honest with what people say. Dishonesty, telling the untruth, are quick ways of losing friends. Gossip and slander cannot be part of our language. If they do it about somebody else, they will do it about us. Humility and proud. Having a proud heart are two opposites. Humility brings friends to us. A proud heart drives people away. Mr. Know-it-all has got few friends. I think all of us can think of people who are pretty lonely. And it's not the only reason, but I think people who... It has taught me that to have all the answers is really not going to bring me friends. But it's the humble spirit that promotes friendships. Back to our relationship with Jesus Christ. How do we establish that relationship with Him? Spending time with someone is a good way to develop friendships. We all know that as young people, when there's a relationship started, you don't learn to know each other better by staying away from each other. It doesn't make sense. And neither does staying away from God make sense if we want to get to know Him better. Spending time with God, learning to hear what He has to say, learning to communicate with Him, is something that takes hard work. And I admit it's a challenge. But I appreciate how that the Lord is concerned about us. And He's that the closer we are to Him, the more He speaks to us and gives us direction. The more He's our friend, the more we want to please Him. And the more He shows us the path that we should take. What kind of friend are you? What kind of friend do you desire? Are you someone who promotes a closer walk with the Lord as you relate to your friends? Are you the type of friend who will lead the person to the Lord because you are His friend? Can you somehow show yourself friendly with the one? Show yourself friendly so they can see the one who can be their true friend. People will disappoint, but God never will. Can we help as friends of each other as co-workers in his vineyard, can we help encourage each other to be the friends that we should be, to lead others to the Lord so we can have the proper perspective in life. I think that's what our duty here is today. Let's help each other be friends. Let's help guide each other so that we can someday be with the Lord. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we just thank you for who you are. We thank you what you've done for us. And Lord, I just pray that we thank you for being our friend, even in difficult times, times when we don't understand. Thank you that you show us, you guide us with your Holy Spirit, you guide us and teach us so that we can become more like you. And Lord, as we have friendships on this earth, Lord, help us to develop those friendships. Help guide each other, helping encouragement to each other to be faithful in serving you. Help us to have the proper perspective that we should be, because Lord, we know of ourselves, we fail. We need you, and we need our brothers. Lord, may you just bless this service. May we honor and glorify you as we serve you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.